USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders said Michael Bloomberg is completely unprepared to face President Donald Trump in a debate if he were to win the nomination.
And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
In an interview that will air on this Sunday's 60 Minutes, Sanders said he's worried about the unprecedented amount of money being spent on the campaign.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign. And, you know, we've never seen anything like this in American history. I just think, though, that the American people will rebel against this type of oligarchic movement. We are a democracy. One person, one vote, not a guy worth $60 billion buying an election.
Bloomberg has been gearing up for Super Tuesday and faced the other Democrats in his first debate earlier this week. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump dismissed intelligence reports that Russia is attempting to interfere in the 2020 election, writing it off as a continuation of a Democratic disinformation campaign against him.
They said today that Putin wants to be sure that Trump gets elected. Here we go. I was told that was happening. I was told a week ago. They said, you know, they're trying to start a rumor. It's disinformation. That's the only thing they're good at. They're not good at anything else. They get nothing done. Do nothing, Democrats.
As Trump was addressing the crowd in Nevada, the Washington Post reported that Russia was also attempting to help Senator Bernie Sanders in his campaign for the Democratic nomination. Greyhound, the nation's largest bus company, said it will stop allowing Border Patrol agents without a warrant to board its buses to conduct any routine immigration checks. Greyhound has faced pressure from the American Civil Liberties Union, immigrant rights activists, and Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson to stop allowing sweeps on buses within 100 miles of an international border. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Republican congressman promised Julian Assange he would get a presidential pardon if he turned over information on the Russians. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
French members of the European defense team of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange are planning to ask President Emmanuel Macron to grant their client asylum in France. Assange is currently in a London jail awaiting the start of full hearings next week on a U.S. extradition request. His lawyers said that Assange deserves asylum in France because he has children there.
Penn State and the family of the late head football coach Joe Paterno announced they've resolved their differences 8 years after he was fired following Jerry Sandusky's child molestation arrest, although the statue of the revered coach will not return to its place outside the football stadium. The university issued a statement that said it settled long outstanding issues with the family and had agreed to pay a certain amount of the Paterno family expenses and wished to move forward. The total amount was not disclosed. The deal ends a lawsuit against the university by Paterno's son Jay, who is currently a member of the Penn State board. Jay Paterno had claimed the university commission report into the scandal had unfairly tarnished him and made him unable to find work as a football coach. In a phone interview, Jay Paterno called the agreement a relief, a long time coming. Joe Paterno was a Hall of Fame coach nearing the end of his career when a state grand jury summoned him to testify about Sandusky in early 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.